The Evolve Network is now live at evolvenetwork.tv. Subscribe for meal plans, recipes, cooking shows, and our very own The Magic Pill and The Magic Plant, as well as access to my favourite documentaries. The Evolve Network is also home to our full library of podcasts, with new release podcasts airing first and in full on the channel. You can also watch selected vodcasts in a video format. Meanwhile, enjoy this highlight of our podcast and head over to evolvenetwork.tv for the full Evolve podcast experience. The Evolve with Pete Evans podcast is a conversation about my favourite ingredients for a healthy human experience. We take an informal look at topics that include nutritional and emotional well-being, as well as expanded consciousness. I love exploring the topics that are not traditionally taught at school and take a deep dive into them with my special guests. I invite you to sit back and come along for the ride with an open mind and heart, and please share with your family and friends, as these podcasts may just be the seed from which many things will flourish from. Cheers. We've been using Waters Co. water filters for the last 10 years, and I wholeheartedly trust my family's health with them. Waters Co., established 1977, have personal and domestic water filters, which turns your ordinary tap water into great-tasting, alkaline, ionized mineral water, which removes up to 99.9% of fluoride, heavy metals, chemicals, and bacteria, so you can love your tap water again. The Bio 1000 is the latest edition of the BMP 1000 model and the culmination of over 40 years of experience and research into water filtration by some of the world's leading scientists. Waters Co. was first to market with natural gravity-fed systems, creating alkaline water way back in 1984, and have continued to lead the market in research and development, setting the benchmark for all other brands to follow. Please go to my webpage, peteevans.com, to learn more and to receive your special discount from my link on the products page. You're going to love it. Diana, thank you so much for joining us, sister. How are you?
Well, here I am in Switzerland, and there you are in Australia, a long way away, but it's beautiful that we can connect like this, no?
I am so very grateful for the opportunity to connect with you, and I'm sure our listeners and viewers are going to find your information that you're about to share deliciously exciting, as deliciously exciting as I found it.
Okay.
And I just want to put this into context for everybody. I've done over 400 interviews over the last few years. Wow. And my intention is always, what information can I gain for long-term sustainable health? That's always my intention, or my mantra, or whatever you want to call it. But that's always my desire, is how can I keep understanding and learning more about our human bodies, our place in the world, and information that makes sense. And I have to take my hat off to you, to Diana, for the work that you've produced over the years, because at the age of 49, or nearly 49 years of age, I discovered your books this year through my wife, Nicola, and I would say they're probably the most important pieces of work that I've had the pleasure of not only reading, and then it just made so much sense to me, but then putting them into practice, putting the information into practice. And what a absolute joy it has been to work through this and to discover more about myself, more about the information that many people find very difficult to talk about, which is sexual information and knowledge and wisdom and action and working all this shit out, excuse me. and so much so that I've already bought my teenage daughters, who are nearly 18 and 16, your books. And I'm about to give them
a couple of those books tomorrow when I go down to Sydney to see them. That's how important I think this work is that you've produced. So I just wanted to say that straight up and just to share my gratitude with you.
Well, that's so sweet of you, Pete. And we'll really bless you for your receptivity because putting things into action, because that is, like we say, the proof of the pudding. And it's one thing to read something and go, oh, yeah, right. But it's another thing to turn it around and actually make it real for yourself. And that's so sweet, already informing your young ones. And that really is so important, that the younger generation start to get information that's founded in reality.
No, it was an interesting chat that I had with them a couple of weeks ago. I said, hey, listen, you know, we've spoken about sex, and no doubt you've got your own take on it as young adults or older children. And I said, I've discovered this information and I would really love to share it with you. And I don't want it to be weird. I just don't want it to be weird that it's your dad giving you a book about slow sex or sex. And they're like, sweet dad, whatever, we bring it on. So, and for anybody listening or viewing this who has never heard the notion of slow sex, I would love for you to be able to explain what slow sex is and what it isn't and how you discovered this for yourself.
Okay, well, let me start with how I discovered it for myself. Is it was like totally through curiosity. So I never had any aim to write books or teach the last, you know, close to 30 years people about sex. But in my, like, I'm 68 now, but when I was like early 30s, I came across some information from two places. One was a spiritual master in India, Osho, and the other is Barry Long from Australia, who you might have heard of, both now deceased. But Barry Long produced in the early 80s a really good couple of lectures called Making Love the Divine Way. And Osho was talking a lot in the early 70s or mid 70s about Tantra and transforming sex into something more loving and beautiful and elevated, shall we say. So I just put that into practice, the guidelines. I didn't talk to either of the people, of course. And but I found, like you, that it just made an enormous impact on how I felt as an individual, as a woman, also how I felt in relation to men and to women. It kind of grounded the whole thing, and I just felt myself to be much more authentic. And I didn't have per se any sexual problems, so it wasn't because of negative experiences. I mean, many people do have those, and but still, even if you do, using the information is incredibly integrating and healing. So I put it into practice for many years with no intention. And then slowly, slowly things evolved. People started asking me questions and I found I could answer. And prior to that, anyway, I was a massage teacher. And so it was very easy for me to shift from hands on the shoulder to penis and vagina. And then I decided, okay, let me see if I can put what I experienced in my body in words. And so that really gave birth to my first book, The Heart of Tantric Sex. And from there, things just kind of rolled. It seemed to work. It still does with people reading. And so I'm surprised to be sitting here today talking to you, because I never knew life would evolve in that way. And basically, when we talk about slow sex, essentially what we're talking about is having sex with more awareness, or one can say conscious sex. And in a way, that's a better way to look at it, as conscious sex rather than slow sex. Look, slow sex is a good term. It has its appeal. I would have rather called the book Conscious Sex, right? But the publishers, they have the final say, so we went with slow sex. Because if it's slow sex, it means, oh, I have to go slow, right? And like, how slow is slow? I mean, that's a big question. But if you become more conscious, and by conscious, I mean aware and present, you automatically or very naturally slow down. So in other words, there's a step first is, oh, okay, to be more present, to be more in my body, to be more aware. And a byproduct is that you are more slow. Like I can pick up this cup and just take it, or I can feel the weight. I can just use the energy required and naturally I slow down. And so that's true with anything, cleaning your teeth, you do it more with more awareness, you slow down. And the interesting thing is when you're more slow, you can actually feel more. So as these three things are linked, awareness or being conscious, and then being more slow, and then naturally more sensitive, because yeah, in what we can call normal sex or conventional sex, if one really looks at oneself during the act, you will see that pretty mechanical and a little bit focused on getting somewhere. Like we think that sex equals orgasm, but not necessarily, you see. And so we're a bit focused on getting the orgasm or avoiding to have the orgasm, often in the case of men. So there's a basic lack of being present in the here now in your body. It's more dictated through our ideas about sex, that sex equals orgasm. But the fact is, look, there's nothing against orgasm. It's great. But one can definitely stretch the whole thing and make it a much longer exchange where one stays in the present, doesn't get overexcited, because that is the problem. We tend to get overheated and overexcited. And especially for men, that's empowering, because then there's ejaculation. Many men do have the situation of premature ejaculation. And men then feel something is wrong with them. So it's very disempowering. But it's not to do with the man himself or sex itself. It's to do with the sexual temperature. So there is this tendency in our minds, not our bodies, that we think the hotter the better. So we ramp things up. And we believe very much in intensity. So, you know, we try and do things, get it as intense as possible. But then ejaculation happens. And we all know that usually, I mean, look, I do speak in generalizations. Usually then it's over. And often it's not a long time frame. And woman's body is different to man's in the sense that woman's body actually needs more time to fully warm up and open up to receiving a man inside her. So then what happens is many women do suffer from a lack of orgasm, and then again think there's something wrong with them, a lot of self-doubt, again, disempowering. But it's not to do with usually the woman herself or again, sex per se, but it's the style and this the shortness of the act very often, and the focus on bringing things to a peak. So it's a fundamental shift, but it is, you know, like you have been discovering, it's so fascinating and interesting. And Yeah, it's beautiful what you say about this is probably some of the most important information, because it really is like that, that sex is the foundation of our energy.
I really hope you enjoyed the first half of this podcast. If you'd like to listen to the rest, please visit evolvenetwork.tv. That's evolvenetwork.tv. We'll see you there.
The information, views, and opinions expressed in this podcast should not be treated as a substitute for nutritional, medical, or other advice by a qualified professional. Guests in this podcast express their own opinions, experiences, and conclusions. Nothing in this podcast should be used to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical condition. Neither Pete Evans nor any sponsor endorse any views, opinions, or conclusions expressed or shared in this podcast.